Jeb Bush suspended his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. This comes after decades in which the Bushes have won more often than not. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Here's just a partial look at the Bush family numbers just since 1980. Two presidents, a vice president, two governors, seven national campaigns, and lots of victories, but not so the last one. It wrapped up this weekend in a hotel ballroom in South Carolina.
But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. No. Yeah.
But let's actually start this journey almost exactly 36 years earlier.
This is the Republican presidential debate. Here is your host, Robert McNeil.
Good evening. We're about to bring you what many consider the first major event of the 1980 presidential campaign.
1980. Among the candidates on stage in Des Moines that night was George H.W. Bush.
I want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And that's why I need your help as we go into these Iowa caucuses on January 21st. Thank you very much.
Bush would score an upset win in Iowa over Ronald Reagan. That strong showing was a big reason he became Reagan's running mate. 8 years later, it was Bush's turn. At the 1988 Republican convention, he spoke of his time as a Navy pilot during World War II.
I say it without boast or bravado. I fought for my country. I've served.
But the most famous line that night was this pledge.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
No new taxes. It was a pledge he would break, costing him politically. One of the triumphs of his presidency was his response when Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait in 1990.
Air attacks are underway against military targets in Iraq. We are determined to knock out Saddam Hussein's nuclear bomb potential. We will also destroy his chemical weapons facilities.
Operation Desert Storm was a success. Saddam Hussein was defeated, but remained in power, setting the stage for another war in Iraq a decade later. Bush lost his bid for re-election in 1992 when his presidential library was dedicated 5 years later in Texas. The ceremony was opened by the state's governor, George W. Bush.
President Bush was a man who entered the political arena and left with his integrity intact.
When George W. Bush ran for president himself, some saw it as a way to avenge his father's defeat. The 2000 election ended in chaos in Florida, where Jeb Bush was governor. It took 5 weeks and a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to declare a winner.
Our nation must rise above a house divided. Americans share hopes and goals and values far more important than any political disagreements. Republicans want the best for our nation, and so do Democrats.
The nation eventually did rally behind the president when terrorists struck on 9/11.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong.
War in Afghanistan followed, but President Bush then went too far for many Americans when he went to war in Iraq with evidence that didn't bear out.
We cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
As the war dragged on, public support plummeted. It also sent George W. Bush's approval ratings downward, as did the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. At one point, his support fell to 25%, and voters drove Republicans from control in Washington. In an interview with Morning Edition just over a year ago, the former president discussed the prospect of a third Bush presidency as his brother Jeb mulled a run. He was asked about those who say the country doesn't need another Bush in the White House.
In many ways, the name is a plus. In some ways, the name is a burden. And you just described one of the burdens.
Then he added,
the environment is what it is. You don't get to rewrite the environment. And so Jeb has to think about whether or not he wants to be president.
Which brings us to 2016. Jeb Bush declared that he was running as his own man, but kept tripping on the family legacy, especially Iraq. He had a hard time articulating what he would have done, and he wouldn't criticize his brother. But the biggest problem was that Jeb Bush seemed to be running the kind of race that might have worked in his father's or his brother's time, but not now. The Republican Party has changed dramatically, moving to the right, rejecting the establishment, and shifting the ground right under Bush's feet. Over the weekend, you could hear Jeb Bush finally coming to terms with that.
Thank you for the opportunity to run for the greatest office on the face of the earth. I love you all. God bless you.
Don Gagne, NPR News.